on! In Peoria, Illinois. That's where I was born. There was an old man. Name was Mudbone. Was born in Mississippi. Tupelo. And in Tupelo? It's near Wamelo. And he used to sit out in front of the barbecue shop and he dipped snuff. That's right, he had a little can, Folgers can, coffee can. And he dipped snuff in his spit. That's why I know Manson ain't gonna get out of jail. As long as they make coffee, that motherfucker be in jail. So he was telling me a story. See, I used to listen to him because he's fascinating, see? Yeah, he'd tell you all kind of shit, see? He been had great love affair. That's right, he had a woman. He loved her very much. Had to hide her though, see, because she fucked around on him. He said, I knew she was fucking around going. I leave home, go to work. I come back home, toilet seat be up. He don't know bitch in the wild piss with the toilet seat up. So I knew somebody was in the motherfucker. So I set a little old trap for his ass. Went to work early. You know, I always did get up early because I like to hear the birds and shit. Yeah. You get up early, you can hear them talk to you. They tell you what happened last night. So I walked to work. Used to walk down Jefferson Street and fought all the way to the bus stop. Me and another nigga named Rainbow Johnson. Yeah. That nigga could fart too, see? He could double his up though, you know. My farts would just draw it out, you know. Precise shit, you know. Nigga could do Yankee Doodle, you know. Particular morning, went on to work, set my trap for this girl. Yeah. She was pretty too, locked down. Sweet as she could be, you know, breast smelled like carnation milk. That's right, man. So I knelt the toilet seat down, yeah. And I doubled back, and I caught that nigga trying to lift it up. Well, nigga, send your soul to heaven because your ass is mine up in here. And she jumped all in front of him, you know. I had to knock her out the way. I didn't hit her hard. I just moved her out the way. Like that. And the nigga hit me. Now I'm mad he fucking my bitch and don't hit me too. And I was real strong in them days, see? That's right, I was strong enough, just enough to pick up my pistol and shoot that nigga in the ass. Man, I shot that nigga everywhere, too, boy. Everywhere that nigga grab, I shoot him somewhere else, make him grab over there. That shit tore his ass up, too. That nigga said, whoop, ah, got that. Nigga run all out in the streets and shit. Too honored to die, you know. Niggas used to didn't die in them days like they do now. See, now you shoot a nigga, he just fall over. You know? Ain't niggas ain't made out of what they used to be made out of. You could stab a nigga 4 or 5 times, wouldn't hurt him, you know. Nowadays you cut a nigga and shit on himself. See? My old partner, nigga of mine named Tudlum, bad nigga, boy, used to fight all the time. This was his favorite thing. He loved to fight. But his mother used to fuck with him, see? He'd be out after hours, spots we used to hang out to go. This was way back, long time ago, around 1924. During the drought and shit. You know when they had the great drought? Wasn't no cows and shit, because the drought killed them motherfuckers. They're out there drinking dust, you know. That's how thirsty you can get. See, you motherfucking get so thirsty, he'll grab a handful of dirt. Try to drink that shit, you know. That thirst is something else. See, when I was in World War I, we was in Versailles. That's right. I was working in a hospital ward, see, and I probably voodoo little Francaise. And I worked over there, I was treating the boys with that mustard gas and shit all over them. Niggas used to come from the front, boy, that mustard gas eat holes in your ass. See, nigga didn't have the mask on. I said, motherfucker, why don't you put your mask on? You know, he said, well, I don't trust these white folks. They may be trying to, you know, trick us or something, you know? I want the bitches to see what I look like, you know? I had a good time over there, too, boy. Wall-to-wall pussy over there for niggas. You know? That's right, they love the shit out of niggas. God, sweet sister. That's what they used to say. Polly Boo from say. So I come back here after the war, had medals and shit. Plenty of medals for working in the hospital. You know, I took them. Come back here and I moved out to California because I was going to get in the motion picture business. See? Come out here, was in the paper, said, we want stars. Well, shit, I knowed I was a star, you know. Not your born star, see? Because I couldn't do nothing. Well, I come out here and went for this audition. Now, dig this. Went for this audition, and motherfucker said, for King Kong. And he gave me the script. I didn't know what the story was. I said, King Kong? I said, I don't mind being a king. See? Said, shit, that's a pretty good pot, you know. Change that motherfucker's last name, you know, to William or somebody, you know. Say a little Chinese, that Kong chick, you know. The director, you know, he said, well, I don't believe you understand what I'm trying to say. He said, this is a movie about a gorilla. I said, well, you got the wrong nigga, motherfucker. So I ain't no motherfucking gorilla. And don't appreciate you calling me up in here. That's right, I took the script, threw the motherfucker down. Them motherfuckers had me out there so fast. Motherfucking dirt didn't even get on the rug. They snatched me right out like that, you know? And I had one of them banana knives I used to always carry. I whooped that motherfucker out about this long, had a hook in it like that. I slapped that motherfucker across the arm, see? And the motherfucker thought it was my arm. And he saw the arm laying on the ground, he started laughing, see? He laughed till he seen that motherfucker pointing at him, you know? Then he looked over, seen his shit was gone, he fell out. And I got on the next freight train, went all the way back home, you know? I'm back here to Peoria. You know? That's why I've been here ever since, sitting out here, just bullshitting kind of. I'm an international nigga, though, boy. When you grow up, what I want you to do is take care of yourself, save your money. See, I saved my money. I got money. I worked 35 years, get a retirement pension. A nice piece of money. $35, $40 a month. All right, see, and I don't be jacking it off either. Boy. I buy a little whiskey, a little wine, you know what I mean? A little push every now and then. Had some boy almost died. Girl gave me what they call it, head. Girl damn near killed me, boy. My heart and shit was fluttering like that. I said, please, darling, I'll give you $10 just to stop. Shit. Said, shit, you gonna kill me up in here.